a hit like Raiders of the Lost Ark. Man, I remember Raiders of the Lost Ark. It was Raiders of the Lost Ark was the first movie I ever saw in a theater by myself.
Oh, what happened? No date?
No, I had just moved to school, didn't know anybody, and had wanted to see this, and I went by myself, and of course, the Raiders of the Lost Ark thing was huge.
I'm going to trust you enjoyed the movie.
Just massive. I did. It's still one of my favorite movies to this day, largely in part to Harrison Ford and our next guest, Karen Allen. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. That's a great story. You saw it by yourself. How old were you?
Would have been about 18, 19. Something like that.
Great.
Yeah. I was a lonely guy in the theater. Things got better from there, though. It was good.
Did you go back and see it again and bring someone?
I did, in fact, yes. In just a couple of months later. Because that stayed in the theaters forever. That was such a blockbuster.
Think, seems true. Films don't really do that anymore, do they? But
not nearly that long.
Then they did.
But, seemed like months, actually.
I'm sure it was, yeah. Well, welcome. Thanks so much for taking the time, Karen. We appreciate catching up with you. It's been a great career for you. We were kind of reminiscing about some of your other film roles. The one I didn't mention yet that kind of intrigues me, because in addition to being an action-adventure movie kind of guy, I also was enamored with the space program and followed the Apollo launches and all the shuttle launches and all those things. And when the Challenger disaster occurred, that was devastating for many people, the entire country. And I kind of marked time with where I was with that. And, of course, that was the first teacher in space. We'd gotten to the point where it was routine enough that we were going to take civilians, all those kinds of things. You starred as Krista McAuliffe in I think it was a made-for-television movie.
It was, yeah. It was done, really, I think, about 10 years after after we lost the Challenger, and it was done really as a tribute to the astronauts, because I think that the producers felt that, you know, everyone knew who Krista McAuliffe was. So much had been written about her, and so many people had talked about her, and even when she was accepted into the program, there was so much press coverage of her. But a lot of people didn't know, they couldn't name the other astronauts that had been on the flight, it was done as a tribute to the lives that were lost and to, you know, just the courage of getting on one of those shuttles, you know, even after the point in which it had become in a sense a routine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I thought you were actually leading into Starman, which was surprised me when you said the challenge, because Starman was also very much about the space program and about how, you probably know this better than me, I'm just not thinking of it, but, you know, how we sent up that satellite with all that information, and Starman begins when it's intercepted. And
yeah, another one of my favorite movies. You happen to cross paths with a lot of my favorite movies. I don't know why that is, but I'm sure it has a lot to do with how well you take on roles. And, you know, you're one of those great actresses that doesn't really get typecast or stereotyped into a particular kind of role. Your versatility has always amazed me.
Thanks.
And you're kind of displaying that again here in your newest project, which, as I understand, comes out Friday. Is that right?
It comes out Friday. It's opening in 8 cities, although I think the closest one to you is Chicago. But it's going to simultaneously be on video on demand, both on DirecTV and satellite. You know, I think you can pull it up in all kinds of various ways. What I mean is video on demand. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what it's going on to simultaneously. But, you know, so it will be available for people to see all over the country. And it's a beautiful film. It was at the Tribeca Film Festival, and it's done some other film festivals as well. And this is now Friday will be our opening day. It'll be in 8 cities, yeah.
And the film, I saw the trailer and read some of the plot line. It's a film that I think addresses a lot of issues that really need to be addressed, and people need to see some of these experiences, and I understand this is based on a true story, of what a lot of families are struggling with, that for whatever reason, we just, I don't know if we're too uncomfortable talking about special needs children who ultimately become special needs adults. We're talking about, PTSD and some of those traumas, and the family in which this movie features has their share of these kinds of troubles.
Exactly. It's based on Mark Kemble, who wrote it originally as a play, and it was done in a couple productions as a play, and then wrote it as a screenplay, and has directed it himself. He's really writing about his own family. And it really, the depth and the insight and the living through of these sort of situations, which were very real in his life, so come across in the film, and it's such a compassionate, beautifully rendered story about those very issues you're talking about, you know, having a mentally handicapped daughter who has lived within the home, you know, her whole life, and she's now gotten to an age where it's becoming, or, you know, more and more difficult to you see their way going forward as they get older as to whether or not they can really take care of her. And they also have a son who's come back from the Gulf War who's got some very, very difficult physical and emotional issues and is really, really struggling. And we follow them through a kind of crucial 7-day period in their life in which it feels as though their world is just coming unglued. I love the film. I think it's just a beautiful, beautiful film, and a subject that does not get taken up in films very often. I find with the audiences that people come out very, very moved and really feeling like they have made a deep connection.
Well, the trailer certainly portrays that, too, and people can find that online. The film's name, I don't even know if we mentioned it yet, is Bad Hurt. And it's out there, you know, the previews and those kinds of things are out there. I'm not exactly sure what the website is, if it's Bad Hurt Movie or whatever it is. I don't know if you know.
I think it's badhurtfilm.com is what it is, yeah.
And people can find out more about it. And so you may not be able to find it here in the theaters, but if you can't, you can get it direct on demand in a lot of those other places probably and stream it or rent it and take a look at it. Yeah. But I would encourage people to do it. This is kind of your first film after a kind of break from Hollywood, isn't it?
Well, you know, yes and no. No, I did a film a couple of years ago called White Irish Drinkers, which was an awful lot of fun, which is also about a family in crisis in Brooklyn. And then, of course, I had done I did the second Indiana Jones. What I've been doing mostly is directing theater, which is a great love of mine, and I work both in New York City, and there's a couple different theaters that I work with to direct plays, and I'm about to direct my first film as well. But yes, lo and behold, at this point in my life, I'm being offered quite wonderful film roles again. I have another film that's coming out next year that's called A Year by the Sea, and so I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I took a little break to raise my son, which was another wonderfully creative, you know, thing to do in my life. And he's now grown up and out in the world. So I've gotten to shift my focus back into more fully into my own passions. But yeah.
What was that like when you made that decision? That has to be a really tough decision for at least some people to say, you know what, I'm going to take a break.
It didn't feel tough at all. It felt like a very organic decision for me. I had my son somewhat late in life. He was born when I was 38. So I had already had quite a bit of focus on working in the theater and in films. And I was actually, you know, delighted to be sort of shifting my focus over to, you know, I had very, very much wanted to have a child, and you know, I think the idea of putting, you know, it's not the easiest career in the world to be an actor, there's a lot of traveling, a lot of work. You're under a lot of pressure. I think I love the idea of sort of shifting my focus a little and being a support system for my son and raising my son, who I just fell head over heels in love with. And I continued to work here and there. I did some, you know, work in the theater in New York, and I found ways to do a film every now and then. But really, I did exactly what, you know, felt right to me. And, you know, he's now 25 and a wonderful, wonderful young man, and I have a great relationship with him. So I feel, you know, it feels like it's all good.
How great.
I went in the right direction.
How great that you got to do them both. All right, before I turn you loose, I have to know, because there's a lot of iconic roles that you have starred in that people recognize you from. What would you say was your favorite role so far to date?
Gosh, that's so hard. You know, I have to say, you know, Marion Ravenwood, because I've played her now twice, and because it has become such a, you know, a kind of a theme song in my life, the Indiana Jones films, I certainly have found them, you know, it's been a very satisfying journey to play that character and to have that role in those films, and to work with Harrison and with Steven Spielberg. You know, I have some favorite films. I loved doing Starman with Jeff Bridges. I loved doing Glass Menagerie that Paul Newman directed with John Malkovich and Joanne Woodward. It was just a delight and kind of one of those dreams come true to be able to work on something as extraordinary as the Tennessee Williams classic play with great, great actors and a great director. So, you know, I mean, it's a little, there's all kinds of films that have just meant a lot to me for different reasons, but those are kind of the highlights, I guess.
Well, there's a lot of highlights, and it's going to be so great to see you back on screen in Bad Hurt. Karen Allen, thanks so much for joining us today and taking a little time to share with the listeners here in Wisconsin.
Sure, my pleasure. Okay.
Take care. Enjoy your day. There you go. Karen Allen. On your talk show on WCLO, Janesville Beloit. We'll be right back.